It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California lawmakers have approved nearly 80 separate budget bills that don't contain any actual budgeting. It's been a common practice over the last decade, but now with their votes no longer necessary to pass a spending plan, Republicans are objecting. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
Passing these empty spot or shell bills traditionally sets the stage for the final budget down the road. The bills are amended when a deal is struck. Until recently, both parties were in on those negotiations because the budget required a two-thirds vote. But now, Proposition 25 lets majority Democrats act alone, and Republicans see red flags. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen says Democrats will use those bills to make major budget and policy decisions at the last minute, with no time for Republicans or the public to review.
It is a gross perversion of the legislative process and a disgrace to the entire institution.
Democrats say it's Republicans who aren't taking the process seriously by skipping budget hearings and signing a no-tax pledge. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The Democratic head of the California Senate says Cal State University trustees should be sent a message after they voted this week to raise the pay for two new CSU presidents. The trustees' vote came a day before the Senate Education Committee considered bills that would limit CSU executive compensation. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says the trustees' sense of timing is not good.
The fact of the matter is that the CSU folks are tone deaf. The day before the bill hearing, they sort of put it right in our face.
The Senate Education Committee approved the 10% cap on CSU executive pay raises, reflecting a policy implemented by CSU trustees earlier this year. At the time, trustees were for raising